Do it. He's really in the rain?
Probably.
Oh,
sucker
funny.
Him. Okay, you have joined the Mono a Mono show here on 100.3 Sound FM, coming to you live from 142 Waterloo Street North, Waterloo, Ontario. Also, we are on Rogers Code 946, as well as soundfm.ca, as well
that
as...
cable. It's supposed to.
It looks like it says code. And also www.monoamonoradio.com. Now that all the pleasantries are out of the way, I am DJ Ad Rock.
And I'm DJ Steele. Now, last week we went through and we covered all the top Canadian male vocalists.
Wait a second. Back the truck up here. Boop, 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 boop. Okay. For those of you who have never listened to our show before, where the hell have you been? Now... The way this show works is that each week we have a theme. We each pick four songs based on that theme, and then we go toe-to-toe like a couple of those robot plastic games, those punching robots. That's basically what it looks like in here. Playing songs back and forth, back and forth. And then at the end of the show, you guys go to www.monoamonoradio.com. You click on the vote button. And you vote for the DJ whose selection you liked more. Pretty much, that's how this works.
Yeah.
Even though we haven't released a winner in probably about six months.
No, we do. They keep going up.
That's right. We just don't talk about it on the show.
Right.
Because it's not about that.
No.
It's about the people.
And because what we're
doing... It's about the children.
What we're doing is, although we're saying that you're picking four and I'm picking four,
yeah.
Like last week, we did the top... As I was saying, mm-hmm. the top Canadian male vocalists.
Right.
Those are like the top eight right there that we choose.
That's
it doesn't
right.
matter who comes in first and second.
No.
We chose the top eight.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, they're Sound FM's top eight.
That's right. They're not, it's not just ours.
No.
We speak for the station.
Yes. And so tonight, if following Lisa Nola's music listography book...
Yeah,
we're doing the top eight right here, female vocalists.
That's right. There are no winners here. Everybody wins.
Right.
Everybody gets to listen to fantastic music and finds out who the best singers are.
Right. And now this is where, if you disagree with us...
This is weird looking at you, by the way.
This is where the voting comes in, is if you disagree, you go to the Mono a Mono website... monoamonoradio.com
mm-hmm.
and you can type a comment in there.
Yeah.
You can put your vote in there. So if you disagree with one of DJ Ad Rock's, you type the
I don't
comment,
know why you
why.
Would.
You click submit and you vote for DJ Steele.
Yeah. And and feel free to also submit themes to us.
Yeah.
We welcome
we
them.
Used
we
to
encourage
do that
them.
All the time.
Oh yeah, people would submit themes all the time.
And I think they've stopped because we've been going from the book. But if you
yeah,
do
everybody's
it...
everybody's been following along at home.
Yeah, with the Lisa Nola's music listography. Even though they didn't send us them,
we continue
we're still
to,
doing it.
And we continue to plug it.
Now...
It'll pay off. Hey, pay it forward, man. Pay it forward.
So, now, what we're going to do is we're going to rock, scissor, paper it up to see who goes first.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to kick off the top female vocalists right here.
So, sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Let's do it.
I'm up for it.
One, two, three, paper!
Yahanaka!
All right. Do you want to go first or second?
Huzzah! I'll go second.
Okay. My first one, I'm going to go with... Now, this is a pretty big band, so I'm going to start things off big right here.
With a bang.
They've got a brand new album that's out. It came into the studio. I've been fortunate enough to listen to it and go through it. And I'm trying to think of what one from it I want to play.
This hat.
What? This hat?
This hat is probably seeping some sort of material into my brain.
Okay, the band, just because I got it at the dollar store.
Because it only cost a dollar. And then use the lead-based paint.
And when I take it off, I have a green ring around my head.
With the red splotches.
So, okay, the band that I'm talking about is Metric. They have a brand new album out called Synthetica.
Right.
Came into the Sound FM Mono A Mono studio.
That's right.
And
to the attention of the Mono A Mono show.
And I was able to pick it up. I've been listening to it. And they've been doing some really cool things with this one. They've been having... They pre-released a couple albums.
Yeah.
And on their Twitter feed,
they
set up a scavenger hunt where people could go and try and find them. Then they were touring, and I only heard about these two on the Twitter, and maybe they did more. Was when they were in Europe, they put a scavenger hunt for tickets to a sold-out show they were playing throughout the city where people could go to different venues and try and pick up these Metric tickets.
Right.
Which I think is pretty cool.
I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what else I think is awesome? Emily Haynes.
Who's the lead vocalist right there.
She is smoking hot.
And she's a great vocalist as well.
And actually, thinking about how hot she was and thinking about one of the times that I saw them live on Toronto Island actually made me just think of another female vocalist that I may inject into my playlist as a last-minute addition.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with this one. I'm going to go with a different one, not one of the first two singles that have been released.
Okay.
I've been listening to the album, and one of my favorites is Breathing Underwater.
It's hard to do.
So,
it's difficult. So
Fish can do it somehow. I'm going to go with it. Here it is. Metric, Breathing Underwater from their Synthetica album right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. Symmetric with their song Breathing Underwater from their brand new Synthetica album right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
I really enjoy that song. That's one of my favorites from that album.
I enjoy that one too.
I know you do. That's why you picked it.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so with my first selection, I am also going to start off with a bang. And I'm going to go, but I'm going to go back in time a little bit. Okay? I'm going to go back to the, 70s and 80s for this selection. And in fact, I get a 2-for-1 shot because I got I picked a band who has two Canadian female sisters who were both singers in the group.
Oh.
That's right. I'm going with Nancy and Ann Wilson from the band Heart.
Ah.
And I'm going to be...
I didn't even know they were Canadian. There you go.
That's right. And actually, as I recall, I think this song that I'm going to pick was on the original, the one that started this massive trend of video games... like musical video games, this song was featured on Guitar Hero 1.
Ah, I understand Guitar Hero 1.
Yes, I do know. You actually introduced me, I believe, to Guitar Hero 1.
I could be the case, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to pick probably their most recognizable song, and which was probably why it was on Guitar Hero 1, Barracuda.
Ah.
Are you ready for it?
Yep.
You better... No, you, I think no I'm you're ready. Not. No, you're not.
I've got my guitar in my hands.
No, your hand's not on your hat because, your hat's going to fly off.
I'm getting ready. Goes. Red, green, blue, yellow.
There you go. Orange. You knew you were playing in the hard songs when you got... You never got that.
No, I never
got that good. Okay, here we go. This is Barracuda here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono!
All right, there it is. Some ooh.
Go ahead. Barracuda.
By heart right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
See, that's almost unfair. Because I picked one song and I got two Canadian female vocalists right there.
True.
So, that's going to be, I don't know. Well, like we said, there's no winners tonight because the winners are the listeners who get to, who finally find out after wondering for so many years who the top eight Canadian female artists are.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is right.
You guys are lucky, mano amigos.
All right, I'm gonna give it to my second one now.
You should have seen him, folks.
I was really
he was deep
right
in
there.
Thought, and there was even some steam that was coming out of his ears. That's how deep in thought he was.
Okay, I'm gonna get into my second one here. Now, my second pick, I'm gonna go, and it just so happens, that I walk in today, and postered all over the walls here is Biff Naked playing at the Waterloo Inn in October 27th,
which is
quite a ways away. But
with Sarah Smith.
Yeah.
And look who it's presented by.
Yeah, I don't know if... Do you think that's the Road Dog?
I think it probably is.
Yeah?
With his connections, man? Yeah.
Maybe it is.
He can do anything.
So I was thinking Biff Naked. Now...
She is looking smoking hot in that picture.
Now, and she's got quite a range of songs. And
she does,
so not only is she the vocalist in her band, but she writes all these songs, which I think to be a big part of it, because you got to write those lyrics, or somebody has to.
Yeah.
And then you got to go out and perform them.
Yeah, it's not just about vocalizing.
And she's had quite a few big hits. Now, I'm having a hard time choosing which one I'm going to play here.
Again, I think it's because you haven't decided yet.
I do know.
And you just figured that you were going to play her now.
No, I'm going with these. I've got them. I'm going to go with her song. Oh, this one's got a damn good video. Oh, I don't know if you've seen the video for this.
Probably.
Tango Shoes.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I have seen that video. In fact, I'm going to watch it while you play the song.
All right. I'm going with it right here. This is Biff Naked's song, Tango Shoes, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
When we're together, I am alone. I dawdle down the street, shuffle my feet, don't wanna go home. There's an antique store. Thank you.
All right, there it is. Some Biff Naked with Tango Shoes right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono. And what'd you think about the video?
Oh, yeah. I had the pleasure of watching the video while that song was on. And it was pretty amazing. Because A, Biff Naked's hot. And B, she rolls over like a Ferrari in a tank.
Yeah.
And then at the end, she's controlling her like cheating boyfriend with her dance moves.
Yeah, I love that video.
It's a great video. I remembered this video. As soon as like it started playing, I was like, oh yeah, I remembered it. It brought back some memories.
Cool.
Back to when Much Music used to actually play videos and not play reality television shows.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I was just thinking?
That it's raining outside?
No. If she's playing at the Waterloo Inn, maybe she'll stop by the Mono a Mono show and play some live to airs.
That is a great thought. I never thought about that before.
That would be awesome.
Steel, you always have the greatest ideas. Golly gee.
You know what? I played with someone... I'll cut that part out.
I once saw this band.
Yeah, I once saw this band, Cyanide Kiss.
Yeah.
Who played with
a
past lead guitarist from Biff Naked's band.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Was it Absinthe and Hamilton?
Yeah.
I think I was at that show too. Oh, wait, yeah? We probably went together.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were big Cyanide Kiss fans back in the day.
And the girl was Britt Black.
Yeah. She was very cool, I remember.
Yeah.
Because I had the pleasure of meeting her afterwards.
Yeah.
And I remember her being, pretty cool chick.
Oh, I thought you were going to say pretty wasted, but...
Well, there was that too, but... No, she was cool. Okay. Yeah. I was going to use a segue that wasn't going to be doing me any favors, so... So, the next artist that I have, I find incredibly attractive, and...
You've said that about everyone, even my selection so far.
What can I say? Canadian girls are hot. What do you want me to say?
All right, keep going.
They are.
So it didn't narrow it down any, is what I'm saying.
No. So far, wait, who's your... Emily Haynes, then, yeah. Yeah. And then, hey, the Wilson sisters back in the day. I don't know what they'd look like now, but back in the day...
I don't know what they look like then, so... anyways.
Anywho. Okay, so not only is she hot, though, she's incredibly talented, especially when she's tickling the ivories. And by that, I mean playing the piano.
Ah.
I knew the way you were looking at me that you had no idea what I was saying.
No.
So, and she also, she is one half of a musical super duo.
Oh, a super.
Power couple.
Oh, a super marriage?
In
or
Canada.
They not married?
I think they're still married.
I have no idea who you're even talking about yet.
Oh, Chantel Kravyatsik and Rain Maida.
Ah, okay. I don't know if they're married or not. They must be, maybe.
I think so. I don't read the Canadian tabloids. I don't even know if such thing exists.
No, I don't know.
Anywho, big fan of hers. And so I'm gonna,
I've
you know
seen
what,
her live a couple times.
So have I.
Yeah, she played at the University of Waterloo right
That's
here.
That's right. She played in the,
she played at Fed Hall.
But yeah, and then she also played in one of like the lecture hall kind of places.
Oh, I didn't see her that time.
It was in like the arts area.
I saw her twice at Fed Hall.
Oh yeah, me too. Plus this other venue that I can't remember.
Cool.
The campus has changed so much that I don't even remember. But anyways, I've spoken enough. It's time for us to listen to her dulcet tone. So the song that I've chosen is one of my favorites, and. Yeah, I think
she's actually just released a new album too.
I know
of live stuff with like a symphony or something.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's great stuff. Go pick it up if you haven't already. So I chose to play Green Apples.
Oh, nice.
Which is
a cool one because it kind of goes back to just her and her piano.
That's right. Just.
Which,
simple.
Those are my favorite shows of hers.
Exactly. Just her voice, the piano, bare bones, you know, and looking at her. Those are my favorite shows. So anyways, here we go. This is Chantel Kravyatsuk with Green App, and her shampoo commercials are aces. Fantastic shampoo commercials.
Do you buy those shampoos?
Yes, and I don't even have hair. I buy them just because, you know, she tells me to. And her mom. Although her mom never speaks. She's just talking to her off camera. Anyways. Okay, here we go. This is Chantel Kravyatsuk with Green Apples here on 100.3 Sound FM. Maui Mano!
Mm-hmm. That's right. There's some Chantel Kreviatsik with Green Apples from her album
Under These Rocks and Stones.
That's right.
Yeah, and as I was saying to you off air, I used to listen to that album all the time when I was going to sleep.
Yeah.
Which isn't to say that Chantel Kreviatsik's music puts me to sleep. It's to say that it made me feel so good. Comfortable and so
and at the end
warm.
Of there where she goes like up that register or whatever
like that.
It's a good thing you picked her, and you picked her early because you took away one of my selections right there.
Yeah, right.
I was gonna select her as my knockout punch if you didn't pick her.
Whatever. So. You didn't heard her name until I just said it right now.
Other than the fact that I
what
played it off my mobile playing device here.
Only because I forgot to bring mine.
Okay, so
and you ripped it from me last week.
Yeah, right. Her first album that you just happened to bring into the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, you should lose just based upon sheer lying.
You're a sheer liar.
All right. I'm going to get to my three-quarter pull right here. Now,
yeah, hurry up.
Why? What, everything okay over there?
I'm fine.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go with one. Now, a while ago... So a while ago, I got an email from Ada.
Right.
The band.
ADA.
ADA. Checked ADA out. They were quite good.
I think they're actually you actually say Ada.
Ada. That's what I said. So then, I was kind of following that thing, and yeah. Jenny Mayhem was the lead singer of that.
Yes.
She went and released some of her own stuff.
Yes, some solo work.
Some solo work. And mm-hmm. she had... one of the things with being a great vocalist is being able to write a lot and make a lot of songs, good songs.
I know what song you're going to play.
No, I'm not. She did a daily project, and I don't know if she finished the whole thing, but I know she did a lot, and she released on Bandcamp anyways. If you search Jenny Mayhem, she's got a full list of, I think that they were some of her favorites from the daily song project for the year, and there's a whole bunch on there.
Daily Song Project 2012, so she's keeping on trucking.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. And then released some a band called Loveseat.
Yes, I remember.
And they had some damn good songs.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I almost want to play one of those, but she just released another EP, the Jenny Mayhem EP.
Self-titled.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got a couple tracks on there that are damn good. So she's been getting a lot of praise for her first single from that album. But I'm not going to go with that one. I'm going to go with another one from the EP, which I quite enjoy also,
right.
Which is called Alice in Wonderland.
Okay. So that's the one you want to play off of my musical playing device?
No, I'm going to play it off of mine right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Trying to cry. sinking. Tried and I tried, but it would not fill with sand. Put a big hole in it, but it still would float. Any which way, it was some kind of magical boat. Robinson Crusoe would have jumped in real quick. For me, I took the bridge just to be sure of it.
Right, there's some Jenny Mayhem with her song Alice in Wonderland right there off the Jenny Mayhem EP.
Now, so when that song was playing, which was a great song, so thank you for sharing that, I went and looked up her daily song project, which, you know, is amazing that someone could do that.
Yeah, that'd be freaking hard.
I did notice that she hasn't done a song since June 26th, though. So I sincerely hope that she's okay.
Oh.
Because...
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Well, when did she start? Maybe she started June 26th last year.
Maybe. I don't know, this website's weird. Like, there's stuff, and then when I scroll down, it goes away. And so I can't see the dates anymore. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anywho.
Well, there you have it.
Okay.
Check out some Jenny Mayhem. Now, what do you got for your three-quarter pull?
Okay. Ready. All right. So, a band that I've been getting into a lot lately, and apparently so have a lot of other people, and I picked up their EP a little, like, a few months ago, and I shared it with you, and then... Then we had a whole bunch of live performances and whatnot that just kind of got in the way of us doing a feature on this. So we still, I think we still haven't yet, but we have played them a few times because they were part of our Southern Souls show.
Yep, they were.
So the band I'm talking about, which is creating a lot of buzz right now, is The Balconies. And their lead singer, Jackie Neville, who, you know what I'm going to say? What am I going to say?
What you've said about all of them.
She's hot. So is Jenny Mayhem, who used to model. But anywho, so Jackie Neville is the lead singer of this band, and she does share vocal duties with one of the guys in the band. They're the three piece, and they just had a really busy weekend. They just played Edgefest.
Wow.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
And then they went up to Ottawa for Blues Fest on Sunday and played with the Trues.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is busy.
Yeah. So the next time they're coming in this general area will be August 6th when they play at Call the Office in London, which is where we got invited to a show this past weekend that we couldn't go to.
Right. Yep.
To the In My Coma performance at, I believe that was at Call the Office. But anyways, that's another... Canadian female, but she's not really, she does a little bit of vocals, but not the primary vocals. But anyways, so yeah, you could check them out. They're also playing in Buffalo, Montreal, Ottawa, Quebec City, Toronto, and then Mississauga after the Call the Office show on August 6th. But anyways, I have grown to be a big fan of this group. Also, their videos on Southern Souls, which is at southernsouls.ca, are also quite good.
Yeah,
I played one of them a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you did.
So, anyways, I'm going to go with...
He did.
A song off of their latest EP.
What song?
The song is called Kill Count.
Oh, Kill Count. Man.
So here we go. This is The Balconies here on 100.3 Sound FM, mano a mano.
With their song Kill Count.
Kill Count.
Right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
There you go.
Man, this is
did
such
you like
a
how
good
I did
battle.
A, how I did a dramatic pause leading into that song?
Yeah.
It was like a dun dun dun.
It was like
suspense.
You started out with the kill, and then it was like the backing music of it. Yeah.
Then the count came in.
So, I'm going to go over what you've played. DJ Adrock has played Hearts Barracuda.
Nice.
Then he went into Chantel, and I just put K because that is going to be hard to spell. Chantel Kreviatsik's Green Apples. And then his three, I almost said her, because we're doing the female battle right here, The Balconies with the song Kill Count right there. Man. And DJ Steele, that's myself, has played Metrics Breathing Underwater. Biff Naked's
awesome.
Tango Shoes. And Jenny Mayhem's Alice in Wonderland. We gotta open this vault and get this going, and then knock out, punch it up. So, knocks in my mic right into my lap doing that.
Are you trying to mic your groin?
Seeing what he had to say about these. All right. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah, more than.
Here we go. It is now time for the Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
Oh, all yeah!
Right. Hmm. Now, my last choice for my Knockout Punch was an obvious one. Obvious. Damn obvious.
Yeah.
This she's won a million things, probably a billion.
Yep.
And she's been on everything from Sesame Street to playing wherever, you name it. She was on Sesame Street.
No, I know, but you went from playing on Sesame Street to wherever.
Well,
went from a specific place to a vague place. That's all.
Yeah, okay.
It was funny. I found it humorous.
Obviously, who I'm talking about is the band Feist, and their lead singer, Leslie Feist, I would have to say, is one of the top female vocalists that Canada's got.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if Feist is a band, though. I think that's just her, like, performance name.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
Just for future reference,
okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to go with, this is off her big album that has 1, 2, 3, 4, the Reminder.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with her song, I Feel It All.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you?
Another track right here by Feist. Are we doing these back to back or am I going into it?
Yeah, we can do them back to back.
All right. What do you got for your knockout
punch?
Okay,
so my knockout punch is probably by one of the most well-regarded and influential songwriters, not only of Canadian descent, singer-songwriters, not only of Canadian descent, but probably in the world, ever, and has released what is considered one of the best albums of all time in her album Blue. I'm speaking, of course, of Joni Mitchell.
Ah, okay,
yes,
yeah.
Who is an amazing vocalist, amazing songwriter, and, you know, she's up there with, you know, and I'm sorry for, you know, I'm just not into this, their styles of music, but Anne Murray and Celine Dion, they would probably be up there as regarded as the biggest Canadian female singers, too.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere, and I could be wrong, that Celine Dion has made the most money out of any female singer, and she's Canadian.
I wouldn't be surprised at that. But.
Yeah,
and then Anne Murray is Canada's songbird. I believe that's her nickname.
Ah, see, but these are the Sound FM and Mono a Mono selection.
Exactly,
right,
and that's why we're going with
not what dollars and cents say
are the best. No. We're going with artistically and influentially.
Exactly,
are the best
not
ones.
What your parents would say.
No,
no,
no. No.
No.
We already did that show. So here we go. You've got Feist.
Yep.
With Feel Me Softly.
I Feel It All.
I Feel It All. And I've got Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi, which was covered by Cannon Gross.
Huh? Cool.
So here we go. These are the knockout punches, folks, here on 100.3 Sound FM.
Mono a Mono.
Yes.
sometimes you don't fall with less. Put your weight against the door. Kick drum on the basement floor. Stranded in the fog of words. Looking like the winter bird. On my head, the water pours. Come straight through the open door. Fly away, fly away to what you want.
A boutique and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah. Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah. Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Right now? Right now?
Yeah.